Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to Fitness 360 with Miss Fit Pro. So Miss Fit Pro is on the move, and I'm actually leaving a client's location from training, so I'm going to be mobile for a minute until I can get to my computer. So today I want to talk about really, do you really want to get fit and healthy? And when you say you really want to get fit and healthy, I'm saying ask yourself, are you serious about getting fit and healthy? Are you committed to do it, or are you only interested in getting it done? So if you're interested, you'll get it done. You know, you'll do something if it's convenient or, you know, the stars align or, you know, everything's just the way it needs to be. However, if you're committed to getting something done, then there are no excuses, there are no options. You let nothing stand in your way to reaching your goals. There's no failure. You just keep moving forward until you get it done. I'll give you some examples. And this is probably something that most people can relate to. I'm going to relate this to how serious you are about your job. Now, especially if you have a job that you've been on for a long time, maybe you have, moved up in the company and, you know, you're doing pretty well or you've made it to manager. I want you to think about this. There are no options for not getting your job done. So you want to make getting fit and healthy as important as working, as your job. There's no, when your boss tells you to get something done, there's no, I don't like to do this, I don't want to do this, you know, there are no options for you. You're determined that you want to get it done. You never blow off your job. You don't just go, oh, I don't feel like doing that today, so I'm not going to do it. You go to work and you get stuff done, you suck it up, and you get stuff done, you know, despite whatever circumstances or challenges are thrown at you. You don't always like it, but you do it. Here's another good analogy. It is like trying to get a promotion. So if you're on a job and there's a higher job that you want to get a promotion, what do? You plan, you work hard, and, you know, you work extra hard to get to your goal, and you just keep working until you achieve that goal. So say the job goes to somebody else. Say they pass you over for that job. You don't give up. You go, okay, I'll get it the next time. You work hard. You work harder until you reach your goal. You've got to make it like that. For those of you who have gone to college, same thing. Same thing. You know, you're there to achieve a goal. You want to get your degree. And so you work hard. And I know there's some fun in there, but you don't let it deter you from getting your degree, because you spend a lot of money, you spend a lot of time, your degree represents future success, just like your health and fitness represent future quality of life, you know, a better quality of life for you in the future. You can make the same analogy. So guys, you know, we're going to do some real hard soul searching here. How much do you really want to get in shape? You know, how bad do you want to be fit and healthy? Do you really want it? Or do you just sort of want it? Now, I know that everybody is looking for that magic pill that they can take and just lose the weight and get healthy, you know, get their blood pressure down and get their cholesterol down and get their diabetes down. But trust me, guys, it does not, I'll repeat that, it does not exist. It does not exist. And if you allow yourself to keep gaining weight, it has a detrimental impact on your health, and there is no getting around it. You don't have to be tiny to be healthy, but you do have to be within some certain medical parameters. So you've got to, eat fairly healthy. And, guys, the big obstacle seems to be I love to eat bread. That's what I keep hearing. Oh, you know, I love to eat bread, and I don't like vegetables. Those are the two things I hear the most. So, guys, bread is so bad for you. It's so bad for you that it is at the top of the list of bad. Everything else is compared to bread because it's so bad for you. On the other hand, at the top of the list of good is vegetables, and that's, you know, the thing we want to eat the least of. Most of my people, I fight with them, they're meat and carb eaters, meat and carbs. They make meals that are meat and carbs. Even when I tell them, oh, okay, you can, if you're in a hurry, buy a frozen meal, like a Lean Cuisine spa meal, they'll buy something with meat and pasta, meat and rice, a little bit of vegetables, or, you know, some cream sauce, more carbs. Guys, you have got to eat vegetables. You know, God gave us everything that we needed to eat. And I don't believe there was any pasta trees or potato chip plants or cookie bushes back in the day, you know, when God created the food for us to nourish our bodies on. All this processed food, there were no, like, french fry trees or cheeseburger flowers. All this processed food is man-made, guys, and it is killing us. And I'm just going to keep it real. It is not good for you. It's killing you. Now, you can do it every once in a while. I mean, if you love it that much, you don't have to totally deprive yourself. But, guys, again, how much do you really want to get healthy and fit? You can't wish for it. You can't wish for it. You can't pray for it. You have got to do the work. Yep, I said it. Four-letter word. You've got to do the work, and the work consists of eating healthier and being more active. Just like you're willing to work for the man and do the job that makes them lots of money, come hell or high water, come rain or shine, you're on that job, doing your job, doing your work. Are you not worth the work it takes to give you a longer life, a healthier life as you get older, a better quality of life? Really, your job is more important than you are. So how much do you really want to get fit and healthy? Do you want to get fit and healthy more than you want to watch TV? Because I hear this, I don't have time stuff yet. Many people are sitting, spending 2-3 hours at night for the TV. Do you want it more than you want to sleep? So I know we all need sleep, but people tell me they can't get up 30 minutes earlier to take a walk or get some exercise in. I'm not really getting that. Do we want it more than that soda? Do we want it more than those french fries? Do we want it more than that bread? How much? Ask yourself, how much do you really want to get fit and healthy? Do you just kind of want to get fit and healthy? If it were really easy, you'd do it? Or do you want to have a healthier life for yourself, for your kids? Do you want your kids to have a healthier life growing up? Because, guys, child obesity is on the rise, and I see kids that are so large at a young age, it is just scary. I was teaching a class today actually, and two of my ladies that were in the class brought their sons to class because the kids are out of school. And these two young men are 14 years old. They're both 14 years old. And we're talking about, you know, what to eat after class. The ladies were like, well, how do I get rid of my stomach? $64,000 question. What people always ask me, how do I get rid of my stomach? If you look it up, guys, you can Google it. You don't ever have to believe me, but if you look it up, you will see that strong, healthy core, abs and back are made, strong, healthy abs are made in the kitchen, right? So the core is actually made by exercising, but strong, healthy abs, those flat abs you want, yeah, that's made in the kitchen. So it's 75% or more of what you're eating. So if you're eating a lot of bread, you're eating a lot of carbs, you're eating a lot of fast processed foods, you're eating a lot of, you're drinking a lot of sugar, sodas, Kool-Aid, these juice drinks that are just basically all sugar. Your body stores that as fat. It doesn't have anything else to do with it, especially if you're not being active. And our biggest body of fat cells is right there in the middle. So back to my story. So we're talking about, you know, what you should eat, because they're asking me, you know, how do I get my abs flatter, because they're all like, you know, feeling too puffy in the middle. And I was like, yeah, you know, you want to eat a lot of vegetables. They have a lot of nutrients in them, and you want to eat lean meat, and you want to cut down on the carbs. Now, these ladies happen to be Hispanic, and they were telling me about all the, like, tortillas and the bread that they like to eat. And I was telling them they need to cut down on the bread and, you know, and the tortillas and so forth. And we got talking about vegetables. So I asked these two young men, I was like, guys, do you like vegetables? And I was not surprised to hear them say, no, they really don't like vegetables. They really don't eat much vegetables because their parents don't make them, because, of course, you don't want to have to fight with your kids to get them to eat the things that are good for them. It's so much easier to let them eat the stuff that they like, and they won't complain, and they won't be whining. And, oh, by the way, those bad foods just happen to be so much cheaper that you feel like, oh, yeah, it's all good, because I'll save money, and then I won't have to listen to their mouth. However, you're not doing them any service, guys. You're not helping them at all. You're helping yourself. You're helping yourself not have to argue. You're helping your budget, but you're not helping your kids at all. Your body needs balance. It needs nutrients. There is no nutrition in French fries, guys. There is no nutrition in white bread. There is no nutrition in cookies or cake. So you're not doing them any favors, but, I get it. But you want to get them to eat vegetables, guys. You got to eat more vegetables. So, again, how bad do you really want to get fit and healthy? How bad? Do you just kind of want to get fit and healthy? Do you want to just look like you're fit and healthy but not really be? So if you're not going to do it now, then when? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting until you make more money? Are you waiting until you get a new car? Are you waiting until you pay your house off? What are you waiting for? Because it's not going to get any easier. And you might as well just make up your mind that you're going to get this done and start doing it. Now, if you're really not committed to getting this done, then, you know, that's okay too. But stop complaining about it. I'm keeping it real, guys. Why are you complaining about it if you're not going to do anything about it? Now, I am here to advise you, and I promise I will help anybody who has questions seriously committed to getting this done and really interested in getting results. You can reach me a bunch of ways. Facebook, Ms. Fit Pro. That's my Facebook name. It's M like Mary, S like Sam, F like Frank, I, T like Tom, P like Paul, R like Robert, O, Ms. Fit Pro. Can hit me on Facebook, same name on Twitter. Ms. Fit Pro blogger. Or just put Ms. Fit Pro in Google and you will see all of my websites and how you can reach me. So I will happily give anybody advice who needs it, who is seriously committed to getting results and getting this done. And again, you want to make it like important, like your job. There is no options. There are no excuses. You just have to get it started and keep doing it. It's as simple as that, guys. So again, ask yourself, how much do you really want to get healthy and in shape? Be honest with yourself. Are you serious? Or you just kind of want to do it if someone can figure out a way to do it easily? We're in days and times where we live in countries in the world, one of the most advanced health systems in the world, yet our society is getting worse and worse and worse, actually raising the cost of health care for everyone in our country because they have to spend so much. Insurance has to spend so much on our health because we're not taking care of it. So again, guys, how much do you really want to get healthy and fit? Are you serious? Or are you just sort of interested? So if you're serious and you're listening and you haven't hung up yet, because I'm not going to be sugarcoating anything for you, I'm telling you like it is. If you don't want to hear it, you may be hanging up right about now, but I'm telling you the truth, guys. You have the power. You can get this done. All you have to do is get started. Simple as that. Get started. So I was driving back from training a client, and so I'm back now. But I'm going to continue on with this train of thought. And the next show, we're going to talk about how we can get started. And it's just a matter of starting simply and taking it baby step at a time, but you got to get started. You can't get fit and healthy by staring at somebody else who is. Again, you can't do it by wishing or drooling or hoping. It's not going to be, there are no easy magic pills. You get it by getting up off the couch and working for it every day. And then once you get to where you want to be, you're going to have to still do something to maintain it. But I promise you guys, you can absolutely get this done. You want to eat less crap. Let's define it out. C for carbonated drinks. R for refined sugar. A for artificial sweeteners or colors. P for processed foods. So you want to eat less crap. That spells crap. Carbonated drinks, refined sugar, artificial sweeteners or colors, or processed food. Eat more food, guys. Eat more real food. Eat more food. Fruits and vegetables. Yes, there's the vegetables again. organic lean proteins, omega-3 fatty acids, and you can get those in fish. And the D in food is for drink more water. So let's go over the food again. F is for fruits and veggies. O for organic lean proteins. O for omega-3 fatty acids, which you can find in fish. And D for drink more water. And on the exercise, you know, I know that some of you have not done anything for a while, but you got to get started. You can't sit there and say, I can't. Remember, if you're committed like you are to your job, there is no I can't. So if your boss tells you to do something, you're going to say, I can't do this. I don't like doing this. I don't want to do this. No, that's not an option. Is it? It never was when I was working a corporate job. Maybe things have changed, but I doubt it. If you want to keep your job, if somebody higher up asks you to get something done, you're going to find a way to get it done. That's how you have to think of your health and fitness. Find a way and get it done. So let's talk about exercise. Don't look at it as exercise. Instead, maybe you can play games or sports, which is good exercise. So here we go. 48 ways that you can get exercise without actually going to an exercise class or just picking up a weight. How about you do some dancing? Maybe your church could start a baseball or basketball team. My cousin, who is in Portland, likes to bike, and that's how she's working on her weight. She's going biking. How about bowling, guys? If you know somebody or you do belong to a gym, they may have heavy bags and you can do some boxing. Maybe you can do like some canoeing or rowing. Out in the country where my people live in Louisiana, we have a big pond or a small lake, whatever you want to call it, and they go fishing, and so they do rowing. Let's see. Anybody jump rope? I used to when I was younger. Matter of fact, I grew up in Massachusetts, so we used to do double dutch. So double dutch is a lot of fun. You sing songs as you jump. Let's see. You guys can play. Maybe your job wants to start a touch football league. How about you go out with your kids and play frisbee? Anybody play golf? That's good exercise. You're walking. You're using your upper body. Go hiking. Find a state park in your area. Put on a good pair of sneakers and take your family hiking. Don't know if kids do this anymore, but get out with your kids and show them how to play hopscotch. Or for those of you who have access, maybe you could go horseback riding. Believe it or not, even though you're riding, it's still good exercise because you're using your leg muscles to grip the horse. Those of you that remember how, try and hula hoop. Maybe you could go ice skating or roller skating. Jogging, if you can, even if it's slow. Maybe you know how to juggle, or you don't have to double dutch. Just get a single rope and jump rope. Does anybody play the laser tag? So much fun. Laser tag is so much fun. Paintball, another fun activity. How about ping pong or badminton or racquetball or tennis? You guys could just get out. I think we were having technical difficulty. You guys could just get out and play catch with your kids. Go rock climbing, rollerblading, roller skating. We already talked about that. If you can't jog or run, just walk. How about skateboarding for those of you a little younger? Wouldn't want you to injure yourself. Skiing. I actually snow ski, and it's tons of fun. Soccer. Volleyball. We already talked about baseball and softball. Here's a great exercise, guys, for those of you that really haven't done anything for a while. It's easy on your joints. And it's actually, you use a lot of your muscles, and that's swimming. So if you have access to a pool via, like, the Y or the community center, or maybe in your apartment complex or housing complex, go swimming. Swimming is great exercise. Go find some martial arts to do. Taekwondo, karate, take some classes. It's not necessarily a lot of jumping around, but there is movement, so you have activity. Get on your kid's trampoline if they have a trampoline. Please be careful. How about, do you have a treadmill at home or access to a treadmill at the gym? You can lift weights. And, guys, you know, we now has fitness games as well as Xbox 360. Now has fitness games, and you can do your fitness games at home. And we have Xbox 360, and I get so caught up with them sometimes because they are tons of fun that I lose track. So it didn't have to just be fitness games. It just can be games because most of the games are active games, and you have to, like, you know, throw something and hit something or jump over something. And there's always movement involved. So everybody can get some exercise in. So, again, I'm asking you, how bad do you want to get healthy and fit? There's no excuse. There's no excuse for you not to be doing something. There's no excuse for you not to be eating better. There's no excuse for you to just be getting more unhealthy every day. There's just none. So how much do you really want to get healthy and fit? Again, are you interested or are you committed? Interest, again, is when you'll do what's convenient or what circumstances permit or whatever, you know, when the stars align themselves, you'll do it. Committed, they're just like your job. You're committed to your job, to make that money, to pay your bills. No excuses, only results, no matter what the challenge is. Like if you're trying to get a promotion, you just push forward and you keep doing whatever it takes to get to your goal. Just like wanting to buy a car. You save up, you sacrifice until you get what you want. So do you really want it or do you just kind of want it? Do you want it more than sleeping, more than bread, more than soda, more than watching TV? Well, if you feel like you don't have the time, I can tell you that you will never have the time. You have to make the time. You have to make the time, like anything else you want to do, anything that's important to you. You just have to make the time and make it a part of your day. So here is your homework. I want you to pick 30 minutes out of your day. 30 minutes. It could be in the morning. It could be at your lunch at work. It could be in the evening. I don't really care. We're going to start with 30 minutes. No excuses. Every day you're going to take these 30 minutes and either walk, if that's conducive. So if you're doing it early in the morning, maybe you could walk outside. It's nice and cool in the morning. Or if not, then you're going to go by a mall. You're going to go walk through a Walmart nonstop for 30 minutes. Or you're going to go to a community center, a rec center, if you have availability to a gym. You're going to do some movement for 30 minutes. Okay, Say you don't have a gym membership or you can't afford one. I don't know anyone who does not have a TV. I know some people who don't have a computer at home, but I don't know anybody who doesn't have a TV. So stand in front of your TV for 30 minutes nonstop and march or step side to side. You're going to move nonstop for 30 minutes. Set a timer if you have to, nonstop, 30 minutes. That is your homework. Are you serious? Are you really serious? Do you really want to get in shape? That's your homework, guys. 30 minutes a day, and you're thinking like, oh, what's that going to do for you? Well, it's more than you're doing now, and believe it or not, if you add some activity in your day, you're going to burn more calories, you're going to lose some weight. So we're going to add on, but we're going to start with this 30 minutes. That is your homework. How much do you really want it? You've got to want it more than you want to watch, you know, TV. Tape that program, I'm sorry, just, you know, record that program and watch it later. You've got to want it more than a soda and a bag of chips. Really, what are they doing for you in the long run? Just say no. You can eat something, and, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to starve myself. You know what? You could eat as much as you wanted to eat if you were eating the right things. You could eat from now until the cows came home if you were eating raw vegetables or the things that God put on this earth for us to eat. How about that? So I'm taking no excuses, guys. And if you're, you know, telling yourself, well, you know, these really aren't excuses. I really have a good reason why I can't do this. You're in denial, guys. I'm telling you that there are no good excuses and reasons. When you use the word reasons, it's the same thing. If you have too many reasons, basically the bottom line is you are not really committed to getting healthy and fit. So if you're taking high blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication or you have diabetes, you can look in the mirror and know that you could change this. You have a choice, but you're not committed. Really? To your health? What's more important than your health? Who's more important than you? If you were to get sick today, and we don't think in these terms, and I'm sorry to be negative, but if you were to get sick today, what would happen to your family? People that you love. And oh, trust me, your job, those people that you are so committed to working for and you spend all your time and energy doing your work, if you were to get sick today, they would go on without you in the blink of an eye. But what would your family do if you were to get sick and you couldn't function in your normal way? Are they depending on you? You know, who would like really suffer as a result of you being sick? And guys, no one's more important than you. This is what I'm telling you. You are so, so, so important. There should be nothing that you won't do to make yourself healthy. To finish or to get to your goal, you got to start. To finish your race, you got to start. To arrive at your goal, you got to start. To succeed, you must start. Don't think about it, just start. Start today. You have time. Take 30 minutes tonight before you go to bed and march in place or step side to side or swing your arms and do activity for 30 minutes straight. And tomorrow, start again. There is no one more important than you. How much do you really want to get healthy and fit? You've got to have self-respect. you are the most important person, and you are unique. There is nobody else like you. So that makes you so important. And you've got to have self-respect and take care of you. And here is the acronym for self-respect. I'm sorry, here's the meaning of self-respect. So we're going to take S. S means set goals. You cannot accomplish anything. Don't just run on instinct. Don't just walk through your life mindlessly. Sit down, plan just like you plan your work schedule, just like you sit down and plan how to get ahead or how to save for a car. Set your goals. E is for exercise. L is for love yourself. F is for focus on fitness. R is for rest and relax. So you got to get enough rest, guys, and there is time you need to relax. E is for eat right. S is for smile. Positive attitudes actually help you lose weight. P is for positivity. E is for enjoy life. If you get more fit and healthy, guys, you'll have more energy. You'll be more mobile. You'll be able to do more things, and you will enjoy your life more. C is care for others. You know, that good karma comes back around. T is for tell yourself you can do this. Let's go over it again. Self. S, set goals. E, exercise. L, love yourself. F, focus on fitness. Respect. R is for rest. E is for eat right. S is for smile. P is for positivity. E is for enjoy life. C, care for others. And T, tell yourself you can do this. No one's more important than you guys, and you must take care of your health and fitness. You got to do it. There's no one more important than you. So do you really want to get healthy and fit? Now's the time. What are you waiting for? Stop making excuses. Start making changes. I'll say it again. Stop making excuses. Start making changes. The sooner you start making changes, the faster you will get to your goal, the faster you will get to your healthy place, the better you will feel, the less problems you'll have with your health. Do you really want to get healthy and fit? So, we've talked about getting healthy and fit. So, I'm going to put this back on you guys. Ask yourself, really ask yourself, how bad do you want it? What are you waiting for? I don't know. I can't answer that for you. You don't want to give up what you want the most for what you want right now. Right? You don't want to give up what you want the most for what you want right now. And it's not about having the time. You will never have the time. It's about making time. Set it in your schedule, just like you set your alarm clock to get up to go to work, guys. Set your alarm clock 30 minutes earlier or whenever you need to do it to remind you that you need to start exercising. We'll talk more about nutrition and other things that, excuse me, that you need to do. But we're going to start right here, right now, right today, with getting 30 minutes of exercise every day. And again, I am here to help you. You can contact me through any of my websites, and all you have to do is Google Ms. Fit Pro, and that's M like Mary, S like Sam, F like Frank, IT like Tom, P like Paul, R like Robert, O, and I promise I will help you. I will be happy to help you. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you have questions, call me. 214-642-5122. Again, 214-642-5122. And I will answer your questions for you. I am here to help you guys. If you have anything that would be helpful to our listening audience, guys, a motivating story, some tips on how they can get started and stay motivated, please share them with me. Share them with me on Blog Talk Radio in the comments section. Today I was mobile, so I'm not taking calls, or you can share them with me on one of my sites, either Facebook or Twitter or Blogger or my actual website. So we're going to start today. No excuses. The stronger you are, the better you'll feel. The stronger you are, the better you'll feel. And just like your job, there's no options. No, I don't want, I don't like. You just need to suck it up and get it done. If you are really serious about getting fit and healthy, are you? Are you really serious? I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I'm just giving you all the options to get it done, guys. Just get it done. It's kind of like Nike said, just do it. There's tons of information on the net, but if you're confused and you want to know how to start, or you want to know what exercises you should be doing because you're just starting out, or maybe you're older, or maybe you have injuries, knee problems, back problems, you need to ask me what exercise equipment works best, what exercise videos work best. Guys, I'm here to help you. Contact me. But the object here is to get started. You can do it. You absolutely can and will achieve a better health and a better fit body if you just get started and commit to doing something every day. Never, ever, ever doubt that. You can do it because you have the power. You have to do what others won't to achieve what others don't. So if you're watching your coworkers sit around eating donuts, you can set the example by starting to get fit and healthy. Or maybe you can be the leader by organizing a walking group at your job, or a walking group at your church, or some other activity, a bowling league, or we talked about baseball or basketball. Maybe you can be the leader and get that started and get people started doing healthy activities. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you work at an organization where you want me to come speak and try to motivate people or help you guys get an exercise program started, I am happy to do that. No charge, guys. I will come free of charge and help you do it. No excuses. You don't have any reasons or excuses to not get started. There's no reason. So, there's lots of options for you to get activities, and you just have to get started. What are you waiting for? You got to want it, guys. You got to want it as bad as your job. Here's the importance of exercise. Weight control, obviously. Increased metabolism. Increased self-esteem. More activity equals a healthier heart, less chances of heart disease or heart attacks. Improve self-image, because if you look better, then you feel better about how you look, obviously. Increased energy, reduced risk of high blood pressure, toned muscles, stronger bones and joints, which means you'll less likely get osteoporosis as you get older. And even if you have osteoporosis or osteopenia, you still want to exercise and strengthen your bones and joints, because you can slow down that process or even possibly slightly reverse it. strengthened immune system. It relieves stress for those of you who have a stressful job. So there are many benefits to exercising. Again, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are you really wanting this, or is it just something that people say, so you say it too? Oh, I'd love to lose weight, or it would be great if I could just get my abs to be flat, or I don't like the bat wings under my arms, or, I wish my legs were more toned. Do you really mean it, guys, or are you just saying something? To get results, you got to start and you got to keep moving forward. The moment you choose to never, ever again say, I can't, that is the moment your life will change forever. That is when you will start being successful at whatever you want to do. Let me say it again. The moment you choose to never, ever again say, I can't, that is the moment your life will change forever, because you absolutely, positively can. Your body is a finely tuned machine. You want to make it run its best by feeding it the right fuel. God designed it to work perfectly and heal itself if you give it the right stuff. So again, guys, you are what you eat. That's really true. So if you're way overweight and out of shape, God still loves you. I still love you. But you can do better. You've got to love yourself more. You've got to love yourself more. And if you don't love yourself more, then love your family more. Do it for your kids. Do it for your spouse. There are so many ways to lose weight, guys, but you've got to start. You've got to start doing something. You can't just keep your old habits. I read something where it said something like insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. So you've got to make a change if you want some different results, but never give up. If plan A doesn't work, guess what? The alphabet has 25 more letters. Never give up. Never give in. You can do it if you really want it. Do you really want it? Find ways to work up a sweat. Brisk walking, dancing, housework, gardening, climb the stairs. Exercise doesn't always have to look like the exercise you see on the gym. Simply by standing, you burn 3 times as many calories. So if nothing else, stand in front of your TV. Remember, we've got the homework, 30 minutes. I'm challenging you, 30 minutes. Every single day, without fail, no excuses, set your alarm like it's an appointment, do it with your family, laugh and talk while you're standing, don't really care, but make it a part of your life, find ways to work up a sweat, find ways to get some activities, find ways to burn some calories. So, again, just standing burns 3 times as many calories as it does sitting. You can sit and do muscle contractions, and that would be like little ab crunches while you're sitting. Just pull your abs in and release. Pull them in and release. How about this? Stand up and sit back down. Stand up and sit back down. Stand up and sit back down. Do that 20 times. You're strengthening your leg muscles. So, no excuses. Find ways to get your activity in. Now, burning more calories and muscle contractions, including the ones required for standing, trigger important processes related to breakdown of fats and sugars. So, again, guys, just standing will help you more than doing nothing. When you sit down, muscle contractions cease, and you got nothing going at that point. Don't give up what you want the most for what you want right now. Don't give up your health and your fitness, a better body, a more attractive body for what you want right now, which may be a Twinkie or a cookie. There's something else you can eat. Eat a piece of fruit. The stronger you are, the better you feel, the better quality of life you live, and in theory, the longer you will live. You can't get much done in life if you only work on the days where you, you know, it's convenient for you. You can't get much done in life if you only do challenge yourself when you feel good. You're not going to get much done in life if you only go outside of the box and make a positive change. You know, if the stars align. It's not about having time, guys. It's about making time. So if not now, then when? When? Ask yourself, when? You've got to want it. You've got to want it. And everybody says they do, but whenever I ask somebody about what they're doing, no, let me take that back. Whenever I tell someone what they should be doing, they proceed to explain to me or give me their reasons why they can't do that, why they can't get any activity in, because they have bad knees. There are activities you can do with bad knees, and if you need to know what they are, contact me. I gave you all of the contact information. Hit me on one of my websites, Blogger, Facebook, Twitter, even gave you my phone number, 214-642-5122. Again, 214-642-5122. Call me and ask me if you need to know what exercises you can do with bad knees or a bad back. It's not an excuse, guys. It's not a good reason. How bad do you really want it? I don't know. Ask yourself, how bad do you really want it? So I want you to repeat after me in your mind, I can lose weight. I will lose weight. I will never give up. We're going to say that again. I can lose weight. I will lose weight. I will never give up. Guys, never give up. Never give in. Persistence. Persistence. Persistence is the key. And you've got to be patient because it doesn't happen overnight. You probably did not get there overnight. You're not going to fix it overnight. But I want you to know that, yes, you can do this. You can do this if you really want it. Comes down to this, guys. Pretty simple. Eat clean. Train mean. And all that means is get some activity. Get lean and change your life for the better. Change your life for the better because you are worth it. You are worth it. I want you to tell yourself every day, I am so important. I need to be the best that I can be today. Take it day by day. The best that I can be today. And everybody is not going to be a size of 2 or Twiggy or stick. We're not all designed to do that. But you want to be as healthy as you can be. Be the best you can be. You can give up, you can give in, or you can give it all you've got and succeed. You can do this, guys. I believe in you. I know you can. If you need motivational help, hit me on my Facebook, my Twitter, my Blogger. Or my website, again, Ms. Fit Pro. You can Google that, and you'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Blogger. Also, you can find me at Fitness 360, F-I-T-N-Z, the number 360. That's F like Frank, I, See, like Tom and like Nancy Z, 360. There's another website you can get me, get in touch with me. And the number again, this is my direct number, guys, 214-642-5122. 214-642-5122. Only call me if you are serious, if you are committed, if you really want this, but you really need some answers. I will be happy to help you if you are serious and you need some help. So we are running out of time, guys, and I want you to know that I love you guys so much for listening to me. I really want to help. I want you to help each other by calling in or writing in and sharing motivational stories or things that work for you. Again, if you need, if you have questions about supplements, what you should eat, what exercises you should do to get started because you're in a special group, maybe you're older, maybe you have injuries, maybe you're, you know, greatly overweight and you don't know where to start, or you're discouraged, contact me, guys. I am here for you. This show is all about you. It's for you, and I hope you'll start participating to help each other. And I'm going to end with this. You take what you have, you do what you can with it. Everybody's got something, and I want you just to take what you've got and do what you can. And you guys have a happy, healthy day, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Please tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m., and we'll talk to you then. In the meantime, have a happy, healthy week. Thanks.